Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Hi there, I'm physiotherapist Kim Siddons and welcome to episode 6 of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. Today, I'm asking you whether or not you get a stiff and sore back when you sit. So many people tell me that when they've been sitting for a while, their back hurts, their hips get sore, they get tight and tired, and when they go to get up, it's really painful and uncomfortable. So I wanted to address a few things that can contribute to getting a stiff and sore back so that you can understand, most importantly, the things you can do to help avoid getting a stiff, sore back, or be better equipped when you do start to feel a bit stiff and sore, as to the little simple but really important things you can do to help yourself take that stiffness and soreness away and relieve pain and strain, tension and tightness from that low back and hip area when you've been sitting for a while. There are quite a few reasons as to why we might get stiff and sore in our back and hips when we've been sitting. It's very common, as I said, but it doesn't have to be your normal. So when we've been sitting for a while, it's important to understand that there is cumulative load, cumulative tension and stress that builds up on our body's systems. So we've got ligaments, we've got muscles, tendons, joints that all form our musculoskeletal system. And after we've been in the one position for a while, cumulative load tends to build and put strain on that system. That's one of the reasons why I'm always encouraging you and my patients to move as much as possible. So when we change position and when we move how we are sitting in our chair or move ourselves within our chair or move up out of our chair, all those little postural changes are super effective and super helpful in relieving that cumulative tension on our bodies, particularly ligaments, but also the discs and structures in our low back. So that's one of the first super simple things that you can do when you are sitting down to work, when you're sitting down to study, when you're sitting down commuting, driving in the car, or when you're sitting down in your relaxed time after work and you're just flopping on the couch. If you sit in the one position for any length of time, particularly more than that 20 to 30 minute mark, you will start to possibly experience the stiffness and soreness setting in. When we get cumulative strain building up, we don't necessarily notice it at the time, but after a while, our brain starts to perceive that. And that's when it becomes uncomfortable. And the discomfort can then turn to pain. And sometimes it becomes then a cycle where once we've got that discomfort, that naggy area that tends to annoy us all the time, it becomes even harder for us to combat that and get rid of it. So the best thing to do is actually just start a little bit more movement, a little bit more often in the area that is getting a bit stiff, getting a bit sore, and try to keep ahead of it. Try to move it before it gets stiff and sore. That way you'll prevent the buildup of strain on those tissues, keep the joints moving, keep the structures feeling freed up, and stop the brain perceiving that discomfort. That's the best way to break a cycle of pain and discomfort and soreness is to actually input different positive things into that pain system that's really supercharged and sending off all these pain signals. If we can dampen it down with good movement, good little stretches, good little positions that are unloading those structures, then it can help, really help to break that cycle of nagging pain and discomfort in any one area. So everybody's tolerance to strain and tissue load is different based on your history of previous injuries in that area, based on your general strength and your general tolerance to be able to withstand against gravity load. So a stronger person will be able to withstand more sitting before they start to perceive stiffness and soreness than a more debilitated person or someone who's been in pain perhaps for a while. So you need to have a little think about what your tolerance level might be. If you know that you tend to feel discomfort in an area coming on after 10 to 15 minutes, then you might actually have to just start out moving even more regularly. So trying to move before that mark so that you can actually take some strain off that sore area before the pain kicks in. It's worth a try. So have a little check-in with you and how your body feels and try to start noticing how long you've been sitting, when you start to feel that discomfort kick in, and beat your body to it. Try to move before that discomfort hits so that you've got something to aim for. We really want to try and dampen down that pain sensitivity pathway so that we're inputting good movement, good stretches, teaching our body that we're going to take load off it really regularly. It doesn't have to send off pain signals all the time. We are going to try and put in positive input into our body's system with some of the stretches and exercises I will talk you through in a minute. So we're going to start moving more regularly. Now, I would definitely suggest that you change up your sitting posture or even just do a few of the little movements we'll suggest really regularly anyway, at least by half an hour of sitting, but preferably a bit earlier, about the 20-minute mark. And we'll definitely start to reap the benefits in our body in terms of not feeling so stiff, not feeling so sore, if we just shift and move and change position, even really covertly while we're sitting at our desk. We can also obviously change our position from sitting to standing if we've got a stand capable desk, if we're able to lift our desk to the standing position to have a little break from sitting. That's even better, but not always feasible, especially if you're in a car, if you're in a meeting and you're or a conference and you just can't get up. So whether you're sitting or whether you can sit to stand, lots of regular movement is one of the most important things to take the cumulative load and tension off your structures in your low back, your discs, your ligaments, your muscles, so that you can keep that fluidity going and input some positivity into your nerves and dampen down the pathways that might be transmitting discomfort to your brain. The other thing that we must cover is our posture when we're sitting. Of course, there are ways that we can sit that would put more load on our body and ways that we can sit to reduce load on our body, particularly the low back and hips. So perhaps if you're sitting at the moment, you might check how you were sitting. I want you to put your hands on your hips and feel if you have got your tailbone tucked under a little bit, or if you're sitting ultra upright and your tailbone is tilting out in the air a little bit. Have a bit of a feel by tilting your tail in the air, tucking your tail under and going backwards and forwards and feeling what's happening in your low back. Feel if there's any tension there. Feel if there's any tightness, stiffness, soreness. And that will start to give you a bit of an idea about moving your low back while you're sitting. That's a great way to actually get started in those tiny little movements that you could do sitting at your desk, tilting your bottom under and then tilting your tailbone in the air is one of those little pelvic tilt exercises I'm sure you've all been shown before or done before in some sort of exercise class. But it's really easy to do when you're sitting, and you can do it really discreetly without even interrupting everything. You can actually even do it while you're typing, just tucking and tilting, doing it within your comfort zone. You don't want to push into pain, but you can definitely do that to start getting those joints, discs, muscles, everything working in your low back. And that would be my number one little easy peasy movement to sprinkle into your times of sitting that you could do super often. You could even do it every 5 to 10 minutes, just a little bit of back and forth tucking and tilting, and you'll gradually start to feel your low back and hips free up. If you do that more often, it will become less sore if you do it within your pain limits. Now, back to your posture. Now you've felt where your low back and hips are, you can then put your hand perhaps behind in the little small of your back and see whether you've got a little bit of a hollow there. So typically our low back, when we look at a spine, our low back, our lumbar spine, should have a little curve in it forwards. We should have a little bit of a forwards facing curve so that we can almost fit a flat hand in the small or the lower part of our back before it joins onto our pelvis. Everybody's posture is a little bit different. Some people have more of a curve, some people have less of a curve, but we want to try and encourage the tiniest bit of a curve, definitely not a hunch under of our low back. And what I mean by that is when we've got our hands on our hips like we have before, if our tailbone is tucked under and our pelvis is tilted under, you might be able to feel that it pushes your low back into that hunching out position, into that curve, a sort of a C curve, where the curve is facing backwards and pressing more into the back of the chair, if you can feel the back of your chair. So we don't really want our pelvis to be tucked under and our low back to be pushed backwards for any length of time. Feeling your tailbone tucked under and your pelvis or your bottom tucked under, you might be able to feel that that sets you up into a slouched position. So then it's even harder to sit in a nice posture, but it also bulges your back into a nastier position. It's not such a position that facilitates nice symmetrical load through our lumbar spine or our low back. Nice smooth movement. It doesn't facilitate healthy, optimal load on the discs and an ability for our muscles to work at our best. There are lots of little tiny muscles in our low back, multifidus, that are supposed to work to unload our discs in our low back and support our spine in a really healthy position. But they work best when we've got that nice little hollow in our low back. The hollow in our low back is really hard to maintain if our pelvis is tucked under. It's almost impossible when our pelvis is tucked under. And it's really hard to maintain for any length of time unless we sit ourselves in a really nice posture for sitting. And that is not so hard to do. I will talk you through it. What I want you to do is wiggle your bottom bones right back in your chair so that you can feel that your hips are really wide as you can manage. You might even want to lift up one hip and then the other, like I'm doing as I am now, and going side to side until I've wedged my bottom right back in my chair. I feel like I've spread my cheeks of my bottom really wide, and now I'm sitting on those bottom bones, those sitting bones. If you don't know where they are, reach underneath your bottom, find the bony bit that you're sitting on. They're your bottom bones. They need to be wedged back and wide in a chair so that your pelvis is not tucked under, so that your tailbone is freed up to set your low back and of your spine into a nice healthy curve, sort of slight hollow in the low back. Once you've set your butt bones really nicely back and wide in the chair, that's not so hard. It's not hard really at all for you to maintain that low lumbar curve, that low little hollow in your back. And it's even easier to maintain when you then rest your back on your backrest. So positioning yourself like that in a chair is a really nice way to take strain off your back. Now, I want you to position yourself like that in your chair as often as you can, but then keep moving yourself in that position. So you want to set yourself with your bottom back in the chair, use your backrest if you've got one. And then as we discussed, every might be 10 minutes for you or every 20 minutes, make sure that you wiggle your bottom side to side, you tuck and tilt and tuck and tilt so that you're getting some movement into your low back. And then reposition yourself with those butt bones wide in the back of your seat. That is something that I just do all day, every day. Otherwise, I get really uncomfortable sitting. And when I tell my patients, just keep reminding yourself to move, tuck and tilt, wiggle your bottom side to side so that you can feel your hips moving, wiggle, 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 and then reposition and just all day, every day, it's a constant little bit of movement to keep that low back and hip area moving, they'll start to feel that they can beat that pain cycle and that discomfort that comes on in their low back. Of course, there are some great other exercises you can do, and you want to be very regularly taking breaks from sitting to change your posture completely and stand up. But when you're sitting in that time at your desk doing focused work, for 20-minute blocks or half-hour blocks or whatever works for you, you can still keep that low back moving. You can still keep repositioning your low back and hips into the chair and start to reap the benefits of less cumulative load on that area. So that brings us to that other little exercise I just want to walk you through, and it's really walking your butt bones in the chair. So I like to do sideways tilts with my hips and low back so that I feel like I'm lifting one bottom cheek and then the other, lifting one bottom cheek and then the other, lifting one bottom cheek and then the other, so that my weight is shifting. I'm not sitting with really heavy load through my back all the time. I'm keeping my low back moving in different planes. So it's not just the tucking and tilting. I also do the side to side movement as well. And that's just another little easy way that you can keep sitting and keep focused on your work or keep comfortable in a meeting if you're sitting for any length of time. Just keep wiggling those hips side to side and then reposition your bottom bones back in the chair. I've been doing it through the whole recording of this podcast. You might hear the squeaking of my chair, and it's helping me keep on top of my sore back. The other thing that is good to have a little check is whether or not the chair that you're sitting on is appropriate for you. We will do a full chair checkup in another episode, but it's really good to make sure that you are sitting on a chair that you can, if you're sitting for any length of time, repeatedly day after day, make sure that you can actually sit comfortably in the back of your chair and that you do have some sort of lumbar support that suits you, not something that's so uncomfortable that you don't want to lean back on your chair and rest your back. So I do see lots of people who have a sore back from either sitting perched on the front of their chair or sitting slouched at the front of their chair or sitting ultra upright at the front of their chair, and they're just not sitting their bottom right back like we discussed before. Occasionally, it's the chair that you're sitting on not being right for you, or occasionally it's, well, actually very often, it's the fact that your feet don't easily touch and sit flat on the floor. So to counteract that problem, our bodies just instinctively come to the front of the chair so that we can be more supported and our feet can touch and our thighs are a bit more supported then. It's much better for you to be able to start by sitting your bottom back, have a chair that's got a backrest that supports you, and make sure that your thighs are not hanging off the front of the chair with your feet dangling. You would really ultimately have your most of your thighs supported by the chair. And if you reached down in front of your chair, but behind the crease of your knee, you would ideally have 2 to 3 finger widths between your chair and the back of your knee, and then the rest of your thigh supported on the chair. If that's not the case, we tend to do all sorts of funny things to get around it, like sit on a leg or cross our legs or perch, as I said before, on the front of the chair. It's all to try and take load off our back and our hips, really. And there is a simple solution to not having enough support for your back. And that can be as simple as trying a footrest to raise your feet so that more of your thigh is supported, and that can instantly take a whole heap of strain off your low back and hips. So if your feet don't easily sit flat on the floor when your bottom is wiggled right back in the chair, you're a prime candidate for someone who might really benefit from a footrest. A footrest might be just a big shoebox, or try a shoebox, or try a few reams of paper, a few thick, heavy books. Try and see what suits you. And as soon as you raise your knees and have your feet flat, you might be able to feel an instant load taken off your low back and hips. That would be one of the most common things I see, or problems I see, is people sitting forwards on their chair so that they can touch their feet to the floor, really, or have their feet tucked under on the spokes of the chair near the casters to try and get some support. If you've got your legs tucked underneath you, try wiggling your bottom back and try putting a footrest underneath your feet, and I reckon you will feel the difference. The load on your back will be heaps more relieved. You're welcome to ask me more questions about that if you've got them, and we won't go into all the ins and outs of a chair. But the last thing I want to mention about the chair is whether or not you have a lock-unlock mechanism on the backrest, because if you do, and if your back isn't so sore that you can't tolerate it, you might be able to unlock your backrest and lean back and forth to give your back a little bit more movement and a little bit more stimulation throughout your day. So see if there's a lever down the side of your backrest, particularly the mesh back chairs now. They tend to have a lever that will allow you to press your back into the chair and go back and forth, back and forth. It's often tensioned and counterbalanced, and you can easily then move your back a little bit during your day, which is just another way of helping stimulate some great back support muscles and getting a bit of movement into your low back and hip area without too much strain. So that can be a great help for those who it works for, or those who have that function on their chair. Now, lastly, I will just give you one of my favorite little stretches to do in sitting to see if it helps relieve a bit of tension on your back. You may not be able to do it straight away, but work towards being able to cross one ankle over the other to stretch your hip, and to work towards them being symmetrical on each side. So if you're not driving, if you're at your desk and can actually do that now, you can try it with me. Now you can grab one ankle and help bring it on top of your thigh so that you're in that crossed leg position with your knee almost at perpendicular to your hips. So not the crossed leg position where your leg is completely crossed over the other thigh, but in a cross leg position where your opposite ankle is just on top of your knee. So your knee is almost, your top leg is almost in a figure four position sitting out. So hold your ankle that's on top of your knee that's on the chair and hold your knee that's poking up towards the air and then pull them in towards your hip and lift your chest up and stick your bottom out and see if you can feel a stretch in the back of your hip area, or maybe even your pelvis, or maybe even your low back. You can hold that for a good 10 seconds and then relax it. And then pull in with your arms again, pull your ankle towards your body, pull your other knee towards your body, stick your chest up and your tail out. And if you want a bit more of a stretch, you would then lean forwards, keeping your tailbone in the air so that you can really wind up a stretch at the back of your hip. It's a glute stretch or a piriformis stretch. Many of you might have done it lying down before in a gym class. And this is a way you can do it in sitting to help stretch out that area at the side of your back and pelvis and hips that can get really sore when you're sitting. There are a myriad of other stretches and I will share them with you more in video format. It's really hard to share stretches when you're listening, but there is a video of this episode number 6 about having a sore back when you're sitting. It's uploaded onto YouTube and you can see it on my website. So you're welcome to watch the stretch if it's not really making sense for you. Now let's switch and try the other side. Grab your ankle. Grab your knee in that figure four position with one leg over the top of the other and pull it in towards you, chest up, tailbone out, and then lean forward if you need to wind up the stretch a little bit more so that you're stretching that low back, hip, and glute area. Try and work out if one side is tighter than the other. I know I definitely have one side that's tighter than the other, and I'm working on trying to bring them more into balance. So working on stretching out the tight side a bit more and relax. And you can try it again. You can repeat this all throughout the day if you like. Other fantastic stretches for your low back hip area would be standing up and doing some hip flexor stretches and doing some adductor or groin stretches. They don't have to be really full on. You can just do them standing up at your desk with one leg back for your hip flexors, or a little bit of a side lunge for a groin stretch. Something simple is great, but it helps to keep the hips in a different position, and particularly the hip flexor that has a connection to the low back, the lumbar spine. Stretching out your hip flexors really helps to take your body out of that slouch position we've been in when we're sitting and stretch it in the opposite direction. It opens up the front of our hips and our low back and starts to get the muscles a little bit more flexible and a little bit more mobile in that area. And definitely our groin and our adductors tend to tighten up when we've been sitting for a long time at our desk. So standing up and doing some of those stretches will really help too. We are not going to be able to cover off on strength stuff, but I hope that that gives you some insight into a few things you can check on and a few things you can do that will really help you take strain off your low back and hips when you're sitting and start to break that cycle of discomfort that you might get into when you've been sitting for a while. So remember, you need to move a little bit, move often, keep those hips and low back moving. Remember to wiggle your bottom right back in the chair and sit on those wide planted butt bones at the back of your chair. Then use your backrest and see if you need a footrest. I would love to hear how you've gone with those tips. And I look forward to sharing heaps more with you in the next episode of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. But before you go, I wanted to let you know that Next month in May, we'll be doing a Be Fit to Sit challenge. It'll be a little 5-day challenge where we're starting to look at targeting some muscles to help relieve pain and strain on our body when we're at our desk. I've got many more things up my sleeve that I want to share with you, and we'll be doing this via a video format so that you can see what I'm doing, so you can join in, participate. Each day there'll be a little short activity that you're going to do to help you feel and function your best at your desk. We're going to do it together. We're going to start to develop some really healthy habits for sitting to relieve strain on our bodies and target stiffness, soreness, and sluggishness. No more feeling lack of energy and really tired at your desk, and no more feeling strain and pain. We're going to try and break those cycles and help ourselves feel amazing and help our family members feel amazing too. So if you would like to be part of that challenge, just look on the show notes, head to my website where you'll be able to sign up in advance and make sure you save your spot. It's a free challenge. You don't need to pay to participate. I want to encourage as many people as possible to help themselves be fit to sit, get ready for this either end of financial year for you, or it might be starting some cramming time, some leading into exam period for you, for your students. We really want to try and get ourselves in a really healthy, happy state before the end of June this year. I really want to try and inspire you to finish this first half of the year well and feeling fabulous. So sign up for the 5-day Be Fit to Sit challenge. It'll be simple little things you can do each day throughout your workday to sprinkle in and help yourself feel amazing. So until then, bye for now.